Good morning. Let's open up our hymn books, number 303. We heard that played before the meeting started. Jesus Will Walk With Me. Sing that together.
Jesus will walk with me down through the valley. Jesus will walk with me over the plain. When in the shadow or when in the sunshine, if he goes with me, I shall not complain. Jesus will walk with me. He will talk with me. He will walk with me. In joy or in sorrow, today and tomorrow, I know he will walk with me. Jesus will walk with me when I am tempted, giving me strength as my name may demand. When in affliction his presence is near me, I am upheld by his almighty hand. Jesus will walk with me. He will talk with me. He will walk with me. In joy or in sorrow, today and tomorrow, I know he will walk with me. Jesus will walk with me, guarding me ever, giving me victory through storm and through strife. He is my comforter, counselor, leader, over the uneven journey of life. Jesus will walk with me. He will talk with me. He will walk with me. In joy or in sorrow, today and tomorrow, I know he will walk with me. Jesus will walk with me. Jesus will walk with me. He will talk with me. He will walk with me. Through joy or in sorrow, today and tomorrow, I know he will walk with me.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We praise your name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise your name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We praise your name, O God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We praise your name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise your name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, I
number 36. Here I love to sing His word. It sounds like music in my ears. The sweetest name on earth. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because He first loved me. It tells me of the Savior who died to save. Thank you, Lord. Praise your name, O God. Hallelujah.
Father, we invite you, Lord Jesus, into this meeting this morning. Lord, we're so thankful for all that you've done for us this weekend, Lord, and all that you're doing at camp and have been doing at camp, Father. We invite you, Lord Jesus, to continue to be with us, to continue to be in this place, Lord, but not only in this place, continue to be with us, Father, as some of us leave from this place this morning. We pray that we would go with you, Lord, not that we would take you with us, but that we would go with you, because we know that you're where we are, Father. We know that you desire to have that fellowship, and we don't need to convince you to join us, Father. We know that it's all about opening our eyes to see the presence that you have offered to us as a gift of your love to us. And Father, we want to acknowledge that, and we want to thank you for that this morning and for all that you've been doing, Lord. We just want to acknowledge your greatness and your glory and your mercy and your love. We're just in awe of you this morning, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Help that awe not to go away, Father, from us or dissipate, but rather I pray that it would remain and linger on us In the same way that when Moses came down from the mountain, his face shone because he was with you. I pray, Lord God, that you would help our faces to shine as well because we have spent time with Jesus. That people would note that we have been with Jesus. Oh God, we thank you, Lord God. That is our confidence. And our confidence is in you. Amen. Amen. So I trust that for those of you who have been here for the youth retreat, that the Lord has been working in your hearts. I just want to give a quick testimony myself. And then if I could, I'd just like to open up the opportunity for whoever would like to say something briefly. We need to be on our way, so don't give a sermon. But if you want to say something briefly, I think that would be good. I think that would be right. I think that when we open our lips in that way, that's a way that we are showing forth the praises of him who called us out of darkness. And so I just want to give a quick testimony myself. I'm thankful for what the Lord has done, not only this weekend, but also for what the Lord has done leading up to this weekend for me. It's interesting the way that these sorts of things work out, because I have some more opportunities recently to speak in a venue like this. I spend more time studying and in my Bible. And the Lord, I don't think there's any mistakes with the Lord. I think he does these things on purpose, obviously. And I've just been so delighted with this, with God's word. You know what I've found? I found that this word of God is deep. I found that this word of God is, while there are things, like I said, there are things from this word that the Bible whispers to us, there are also things that this word shouts at us, and it's the question about whether or not we are listening. God wants to speak. He is the God who does speak. And he speaks to us. He speaks in many different ways, through his word, through Christian brothers and sisters, through our worship, through our times of prayers, through our devotionals, through nature, the beauty of nature that we see around us here in this place. But I want to encourage you, and I want to give my thanks, but I want to encourage you to be listening. Because I have to study to prepare, I am, if I could put it this way, I'm forced to listen. But we need to not only be listening if we are teaching something or if we are in, like I said, VBS, Sunday school class, or whatever the case might be. We need to be listening because God is always speaking to us. And he wants that fellowship with us. He wants when we go from this place, when you guys go and you counsel, you know, that when the boys come, they are going to look at you. Not only are they going to look up to you as role models, as people that they want to be someday, but they're going to look up to you and they are going to see either Christ in you or Christ not in you. And that is going to make all the difference. You know, you can be cool for a certain amount of time, but then after a little while, you get a little bit older and you get less cool. But you want to know what? And I don't want to make a comparison between the presence of the Lord and being cool. That's not the point I want to make. But what I do want to make is this. When the boys who are coming here do come, they are going to be looking for men who they can follow through life and look up to through life. And the only way that you're going to be able to fill that role is if the presence of the Lord is living inside of you. So seek that. Listen to what God has to say. And that's for the counselors, obviously, but it's for for all of us. If you're waitressing, if you're in housekeeping, if you're on grounds, if you're in the kitchen, whatever you might be doing, the presence of the Lord in you is going to be a light that people around you are going to see. And then once we're all finished here and we go back down to wherever we're from, the city or wherever you're from, again, the presence of the Lord, that light. This world is dark. And you know the thing about light, darkness cannot overcome light, no matter how small that light is. So let's be lights. Let's be lights. I just want to read one more time to us, if you'll allow me, our Bible verse for this weekend, and then I will offer for anybody who would like to give a testimony. 1 Peter, the 2nd chapter, and the 9th verse. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a special people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. That light is marvelous. Let's take that light with us. Let's let it shine through us so that we can go to a world that needs that light and we can show God's light to the world.
Amen. Yes. Who will be next? in the interest of time, we're going to do something that we do at our church at Thanksgiving. Our Thanksgiving service is a service completely for testimonies, not for preaching, which is sort of what today is. And towards the end, as the clock starts to tick, you know, we don't necessarily follow a time schedule, but, you know, as it's time, the evening goes on, I say, is there anybody here that the Lord did something for this year for which you would like to give thanks? Now, here's my question. How many people here believe in their hearts that the Lord did something for them while you were here? Just go like this. You don't even have to go high. Okay. All right. Now, here's what I want you to do. I'm going to pull a fast one on you, okay? If your hand was up, I want you to stand. Come on, hurry up, hurry up, hurry up. Okay? Here we go. This is called a group testimony. It teaches something, okay? On three, at the same time, I want you to say in one sentence or phrase what the Lord did for you this weekend. I'll give you a second to formulate it. You don't have to worry how it sounds, because nobody's going to hear it anyway, except maybe the person next to you and God. Okay? You got it? You got something that the Lord did for you this weekend? Maybe while you've been up at camp? You good? If yes, nod your head. Yes? We're good? Okay, I'm looking for all the bobbleheads. Good, good. Okay, ready? This is a group testimony. All right? Ready? One, two, three. Amen. You may be seated. Now, if this was the day of Pentecost, you know what my reaction would be to that? These people are all drunk. They declared the praises of God, right? See, isn't it easier when somebody's standing up next to you? It's good to have a little help, isn't it, Sister Dorothy? Well, thank God. I'm glad to see. Brother Tim was getting nervous, said, wow, did God do anything for anybody? No, he didn't really say that. But I said, I'll bet you, if we make it easy for them, there's a lot of people that the Lord has touched.